رحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وامتازوا اليوم أيها المجرمون. And it will be said, and oh you مجرمين, the criminals, polytheism, sinners, disbelievers in the Islamic monotheism, wicked evil ones, get you apart this day from the believers. As we are talking about the condition of the Yawm al-Qiyamah, and the Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment, will be 50,000 alfa sana, 50,000 years of this dunya, very long. And as I said, people will be naked, there will be no clothes on their bodies, and the sun will be very close, about 1 mile above their heads, and the earth will turn into the copper flat, no mountain and no tree, no shadow other than the shadow of Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And people will be drowning in their own sweats, as I said before also. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was very curious. She said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the males and females will be together and they will be all naked. Are they not going to look at to each other?" Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Oh Aisha, the day will be so horrible. The day, the situation will be so terrible and tough. They wouldn't even have guts to look at to each other. Everyone will be terrified and they will be in horrible condition. They will be in nafsi. Everyone, you know, be in the state of nafsi that, oh Allah, just protect me, just save me." As I said yesterday, people will run away from their own close relatives and blood relatives. So this will be the scenario. But for the believers, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned yesterday's ayat, that they will have no concern, no worry, no problem, no botheration whatsoever. They will be sitting under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under the shade of arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will be lying on their sofas and couches, and they will be enjoying their time. They will be busy enjoying their time with their spouses, and every kind of fruits and ni'mat and bounty will be available for them. And whatever they will ask for, they will be servants, angels will provide them whatever they are going to need it. So that will be the status of the believers. Very VIP treatment they will get. And for them, this like 50,000 years of the period, for them will be just time between Asr and Maghrib, very short time. Between Asr and Maghrib, they won't even feel it. Their hisab, their reckoning will be very easy. Hisab and yasira. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to look at to each and every amal and action of their. He will just look at to their book of deeds and say, "Okay, go, you are passed." Like in the custom, you know, if you go to airport, you have a lot of luggage and suitcases. And if the custom officer doesn't, you know, you go to the green channel and they say, "Okay, you can go. Everything is okay." How comfort, how release a person feels. But if a person, but when the custom officer say, "No, open up your bag, your suitcase," then is a problem, because then he's going to take out everything, every item from the suitcase. He's going to question you. He will ask all the proof and evidence, where you buy, what you buy, what was the price, why you did not declare, and all these kind of questions will start. Then that passenger will be in trouble. So likewise, this is the exact example for us to understand on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the believers, he will just look at to their book of deeds, say, "Okay, you go, you pass." And for the non-believers and disbelievers and rebellious, he's going to ask each and every question, and they will be in big trouble. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught this dua to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that, "Oh Aisha, whenever you make dua, and I'm making this dua after every salat every day, 5 times. And what is the dua? Allahumma hasibna حسابا يسيرا. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. Oh Allah, make our reckoning easy for us. Please don't question us too much. We are not fit for that. Don't take examination. Don't take our test. Just pass us with your mercy and your blessing. So the Aisha radiallahu anha asked Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the hisab yasira? What is the easy reckoning? What do you mean by it? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to Aisha radiallahu anha that hisab yasira meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will just call your book of deeds and you just look at one glance and say, okay, you go. You pass. That's called hisab yasira. Without opening the book of deeds, without questioning any kind of question, that is called hisab yasira. So we should always make this dua after every salah. Tonight is Laylatul Qadr, maybe 27th of night of Ramadan. So we should make this dua abundantly. And the other dua is Allahumma inna kafuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. These two duas we should keep on making during this night and after every salah. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said on the Yawm al-Qiyamah that angels, here in this dunya, in this world, the believers and non-believers, the righteous people and wicked people, evil people, they are all living together. Because this is the Darul Imtihan. This is the place you have, everyone has the freedom. Whatever he wants to do or she wants to do, she is free to do it. The free will, free country, right? So sun is rising for everyone, for the believers, for the non-believers. The oxygen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing to both kind of people, believers and non-believers. The water Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing to everyone, believers and non-believers, right? So in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing all the needs and necessities of the human being equally. It's not that a person who's praying five times salat is getting special kind of air with the fragrance or the very high quality of oxygen or very special kind of fruits. No. Same oxygen, same breeze, same kind of rain, same kind of water. Everyone is getting, whether you believe, you don't believe. You pray salat, you don't pray salat. So in this dunya, in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is treating each and everyone equally. But in hereafter, the scenario will be different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command, Bantazul yawma ayyuhal mujrimun, O criminals, or wrongdoers or rebellious, get out, separate, stay away from my believers and righteous people. So angels will be separate them. And they're going to make two groups. One group will be all for the Fasik and Fajir and Kafir and Yahud and Nasara and Hindu and all. And one side will be all the believers from the time of Adam alayhi salam till the last person who used to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make two parties, two groups, and is going to separate believers from the non-believers. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to address the non-believers. Alam ahad ilaykum ya bani Adam, Allah ta'budu shaitan, innahu lakum adu mubin. O bani Adam, O human being, O children of Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the whole community, all people at that time. That even I took an ahad and pledge to you people that you should not worship shaitan and devil because he is your open enemies. In so many places in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this ayat that you must stay away from the shaitan. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tajtanibu khutuwati shaitan inna shaitan lakum adubu mubin fajtanibuhu la'allakum tuflihun. That you should not follow the footstep of devil and shaitan. If you follow him, he is your open enemy, not hidden enemy. Openly, he challenged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, chased him out from the heaven and said, you go down, you don't deserve to stay here. He said, because you did not obey my command. I told you to bow down in front of Adam alayhi salam, make sajda of ta'zim. In front of Adam alayhi salam, you reject and you said, khalaqtani min nar ana khayru minhu khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtu min tin. I'm better than him because you created me with the fire and you created him with the sand, and fire is better than sand. So this egoism, this pride, you know, this arrogance is started from the shaitan, from the devil. So then you challenge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, you sending me down because of this Adam, I'm going to take revenge. I am not going to sit aside. I will influence his children And as you are going to send me into the hell as a punishment and azab, I will not go alone. I will take maximum children of Adam with me. That is my challenge. And he asked dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, grant me long life until the Yawmul Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his mercy, accepted his dua. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, that's why it is said, Shaitan, devil, was very great alim also. He has the knowledge that no matter what wrong I have done, no matter how great sin I have committed, but still, Allah's mercy is above than my sin. Allah's mercy is more than whatever I can do. So he had the hope that if I raise my hands and if I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something out of his mercy, he will not refuse. He will not reject. Even in the state of anger, Allah was very angry at that time. But he had this knowledge back of his mind that if I raise my hands and I request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that status also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept my dua. And Allah exactly did as he wished. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him long life till the Yawm al-Qiyah. Ila Yawm yub'athun. You stay until the trumpet will be blown. So he is trying his best to misguide the Bani Adam, Bani Israel, Bani Adam, all the way till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And he will sit on the right and left and front and back. And he say, I'm going, and you will find his challenge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at his daring. His challenge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wala tajidu aktharum shakirin. I'm going to sit in front of them, behind them, right and left, and I will try my best to misguide them from the right path, from the ihdinas sirat al-mustaqim. And you will find that very few people will show their gratitude towards you. Very few people will believe you, and very few people thank you for the granting the iman. And exactly the majority of the people out of 7 billions, how many are Muslims? And those who are Muslim, how many are practical Muslim? 5-time prayers, not even 2%, right? So this was the challenge of the shaitan, and somehow he succeed in his challenge. So, but on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to remind them, all the Bani Adam, the people, Alam ahad ilaykum ya Bani Adam, isn't it? I took an oath to you people and explain you people and warn you people that you should not follow the shaitan and devil, because he is your open enemy. وَأَنِعْبُدُونِي هَذَا سُرَاتُ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. And I say to you people, follow me, worship me, and this is the right path. This is the right path. You know, when the people came in this dunya, it alam yarwah, in the world of the souls, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken this oath to all the souls, including Fir'aun, Namrud, Haman, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, you name it. All this. Alastu bi rabbikum. Am I not your sustainer? Am I not your Rabb? Am I not your master? And all the souls together, unanimously, said a pledge, Qalu bala. Yes, we believe that you are our Lord. You are our sustainer. You are our creator. So this pledge was given by Fir'aun and Namrud and Abu Jahl as well. But when they came in this dunya, they forgot their pledge. And they became rebellious. They became unmindful, and they became like non-believer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is going to remind them on Yawm al-Qiyamah after separating the group from the righteous people that, isn't it, I told you people to follow me and believe in me as your Lord, and this is on the right path. And not only that, after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent approximately 124,000 prophets and messengers to guide the mankind time and time again, in every location, in every territory, in every nation, in every time, to guide them towards. All the prophets came with the one kalima. La ilaha illallah, kulu la ilaha illallah, tuflihu. Every Nabi said this. Every Rasul said this. Every reformer, every messenger said the same kalima, invited towards one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh people, believe in one Allah and you will be successful. So on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah is going to remind them, isn't it? I made all the arrangements for you people to bring iman and be on the right path, and you did not obey my command. And now you're going to face the consequences of your own action, in your own decision, what you took the wrong decision. وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْقِلُونَ. And indeed, Satan, devil, did lead astray a great multitude of you. Did you not then understand? Before you also, like before a Prophet of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, our Sharia started, the Qawmi Aad, Qawmi Samud, Nuh Alayhi Salaam's nation, Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam's nation, nation after nation, Qawm after the Qawm. So those also, you have the evidence, you have the incidents, you have the you know, stories of the previous nation, what happened to them when they did not believe. I destroyed them, I sent the azab upon them. Don't you know, don't you remember all these things? What happened to them? هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. And this is the hell which you were promised. Now they will see on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, it is said the angels will bring the Jahannam at Maidan Arafat. And Jahannam will be so angry, so powerful. It said it will have 70,000 belts on it, in which every belt, there will be 70,000 angels holding it back, pushing it back. And still Jahannam, you know, hellfire will be pushing forward and is making noise and telling, Ya Allah, give me these people, allow me to take all of them. And angels will pushing it back. Imagine one angel has such a strong strength and power. So there will be 70,000 belts on it, on the Jahannam around it, and every belt held by 70,000 angels. You can calculate how many millions and trillions of angels will be holding with their full power and strength. And still Jahannam is trying to get out of their control. He wanted to attack to the kuffar and people. He wanted to eat up all this. So as Rasulullah said, out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell the Adam al-Salam to pick from your progeny 999 and throw them into the Jahannam. 999 out of 1,000. Only one person will go to Jannat. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu were very worried about it. Such a big number is going to go hellfire. So Rasulullah said, don't worry. This 999 will be from the Yajuj and Majuj, Gog and Magog, and one will be amongst you people, being the believers, human being, like a regular human being. So that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to fill the Jahannam with Yajuj, Majuj, and with all this kuffar, shaitan, his progeny, and Yahud, and Nasara, and kuffar, and mushrikeen, and all those, with their idols. Their idols also will be there with them in the hellfire, to whom they wish to worship, that idols will be with them in the hellfire. So, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask Jahannam, Halim talati, now are you filled? You know, when we feed some hungry person, we give him one bread, two bread, three breads, just keep on eating, and we ask him, are you okay? Are you need some more? So Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask Jahannam, Halim talati, now you are filled. I have thrown billions of people to you. Are you filled now? He said, Halim mazid. Jahannam will say, do you have some more, Ya Allah? I'm still hungry. Do you have some more, Ya Allah? I'm still hungry. Can you imagine how huge Jahannam will be? How big Jahannam will be? May Allah protect all of us. It is said when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting in the Masjid Nabawi and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were with him, and all of a sudden they heard very big noise, like some big thing came down, an explosion, like big noise. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, Jibreel Salaam was there. Ya Jibreel, what is this? So Jibreel Salaam informed Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there was one stone on top of the hell. So it was coming down, and now today it is gone to the end of the earth, on the bottom of the Jahannam, and it took it 70,000 years. From top to bottom, one stone to come down from the top to bottom, it takes 70,000 years. Today it fell down onto the ground, onto the bottom of the Jahannam. This is the noise of that stone. So imagine how deep Jahannam will be. And Allah is going to fill all the Jahannam with the people. And it will have seven layers, seven stations. I don't have time to go in detail. Every station have different name. and if different category. Inshallah, some other time will go. But this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to say, Hadihi Jahannam. This is Jahannam. See now, see with your own eyes. Allati kuntum tu'adun, that messengers, my messengers used to warn you about it. If you don't believe in me and you don't follow Islam and don't bring Iman, then this is going to be your place. And now today, this is your place. You can see with your naked eyes. Islaw al-yawma bima kuntum takfurun, burn therein this day for that you used to disobey. Yeah, your punishment is the hellfire. And it is said, the fire in this world, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to bring the fire in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Jibreel al-Islam to wash it. Fire was washed. It was, very, very severe. Then fire, Hazrat Jibreel al-Islam washed it, then it became red. Then Allah said, okay, wash again. Then it became like today, you can see the fire. So otherwise, the fire of Jahannam is very black. It is not reddish or yellowish color like we see fire in this dunya. It is said it is 70 times washed less than the fire of Jahannam. Fire of Jahannam will be 70 times more severe and more intensive than the fire of dunya. And this fire of dunya, we cannot tolerate. Even little candle or lamp, put your finger over there on the blaze of the candle. How long you can tolerate the heat of that candle? You can't. See, imagine 70 times more severe the fire of Jahannam, it will be dark. So how they are going to be burned for years and years and forever in Jahannam. Jahannam will be forever. There is no chance to come back, come out from there. هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون اسلوا اليوم بما كنتم تكفرون اليوم نختم على فاههم وتكلمنا ايديهم وتشهد لهم بما كانوا يكسبون. This day we shall seal up their mouths and their hands will speak to us and their legs will bear witness to what they used to earn, what they used to do. It is said that one's left thigh will be the first to bear the witness. So on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah, these people will start talking, this kuffar will say, Wallahi Rabbina ma kunna mushrikeen. They will lie. Wallahi Rabbina ma kunna mushrikeen. Oh Allah, we were not mushrikeen. We were not disbelievers. Your angels made a mistake. These sins we did not commit. We did not do anything wrong. We were believing you. We were worshipping you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will stamp on their tongues. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to seal their tongues. You're talking too much, the tongue will be sealed. Now what? The hands will start talking. Yes, Allah, he used to do all the wrongs with me. Legs will start talking. Ya Allah, he used to take me to the wrong places. I will start talking that he used to look at to the wrong things. Ear will bear witness. He used to listen to the music and bed bitings and what, all the haram things from me. So every limb and organ of the body will start talking and they will be amazed. How the ear never used to speak in dunya, eye never used to speak in dunya, hands and legs never used to make any noise in this dunya. They were silent. Only tongue used to talk. Now what happened? All the limbs are started talking. So another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Shahida alayhim. There is a witness against them. These limbs of the body is going to witness against them. Sam'uhum wa absaruhum wa juluduhum. That their eyes, their ears, and their skins will bear witness against them on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So they will be amazed. They will ask how you people are talking. You never used to talk in the worldly life. So they will reply, eye, ear, and skin. They will reply to them, Antakanallahu alladhi antaka kulla shay. That same Lord who has kudrat and power upon everything, he has given ability in this world only this piece of flesh, the tongue. It's just piece of flesh. Same tongue animal also have, but they cannot speak. Even the deaf people, those who cannot speak, they do have dumb people, they do have tongue inside, but there is no speech. There is no ability to speak. So that same Lord, same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has granted ability to speak to the tongue, He is still here and he has all the power over here. He has granted us now ability to talk. So we are talking now because of the hukam and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all these limbs of the body is going to bear witness against them. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَتَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِهِمْ فَاسْتَبَقُوا الصِّرَاطَ فَنَّا يُبْصِرُونَ. And if we had been our will, if it had been our will, we would surely have wiped out, blinded their eyes so that they would struggle for the path. How then they would see it? If we could have taken away their eyesight in this dunya, they will be blind. And how they are going to bring back their eyesight? This was the only Allah's Qudrat and Allah's mercy that Allah did not make them blind while they were alive in this dunya. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِهِمْ فَمَسْتَطَعُوا مُدِيًّا وَلَا يَرْجِعُونَ. And if it had been our will, we could have transformed them into the animals or lifeless objects in their places. Then they would have been unable to go forward, or they would have turn back. I mean, they wouldn't go forward, or they wouldn't come back to the backside. If Allah would have this, but Allah has tolerated, Allah has granted them chance to make sincere tawbah, and they never did it. So now, until end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them granted them chance to accept Islam, but they never did it. They remain rebellious. Now they have to face their own azab and their own wrongdoing. And may Allah save all of us and protect us from the azab of Jahannam. Just one request today, inshallah, tonight is Laylatul Qadr. Hopefully, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu and so many Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu said this most probably is 27 night is Laylatul Qadr. So humble request for all the brothers and sisters, make dua, spend some time in ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua for the whole ummah, those who passed away, Allah ta'ala give them Jannatul Firdaus, forgive them. And those who are sick or suffering from any kind of problem, may Allah remove the sickness and disease and this coronavirus. Make dua for whole ummah, inshallah, and spend some time in the ibadat of Allah. May Allah accept our ibadat. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.